Maseches Peah, Perek Ches, Mishnah Ches. The Mishnah now discusses what's considered a poor person who's allowed to take the matnas aniyim, the different things that were distributed to the poor people. Mishnah Ches, Mishi Yeshle Masayim Zuz. Someone who has 200 Zuz, Lo Yito Leket Shecha Upeah, Umaiser Ani, he's not allowed to take Leket Shecha Upeah and Maiser Ani. He's not considered a poor person. This is a limit that was made by Chazal. Chazal understood that if he has this much money, that's enough to provide for himself food and clothing for the entire year. Hayuloi misayim chaser diner. If he had 200 minus one diner, a diner and a zuz is the same value, so he had 199 zuz. So he's under the limit. He's considered ani. Afilu elef, even if the Manas aniyim, leket, shecha peah, meiser ani. Even if it's worth 1,000 zuz, nice and like achas, you can give it to him in one giving. Hareza yitol, he's allowed to take it. Because right now he's an ani, he doesn't have masayim zuz, and even though in this one giving he's going to receive something worth 1,000 zuz of meiser ani or leket, shecha peah, whatever it is, but at this time he's an ani and he's allowed to receive, so he can accept that one gift. Even though the gift has many more times Masayim Zuz. Hayu Memushkanim Labal Chayvay. The mission now says, how do we analyze his assets to see if he has Masayim Zuz? Hayu Memushkanim Labal Chayvay. If he had property that was a mashkin, it was a collateral, Labal Chayvay, for loans that he had taken out. So he has property that's a lien, a collateral for that loan, Ayla Ksubas Ishtay, or it's a collateral for the Ksuba that his wife has on him that he owes money to her through the ksuba possibly. So this thing that's designated to pay those chayves, those debts, even though he has Masayim Zuz, but we don't count that towards the Masayim Zuz, Hareza Yitol, he's still allowed to collect the Matnas Aniyim because we don't count things that are backing loans and he doesn't have Masayim Zuz from other areas. The Mishnah says similarly, Ein mechayven I say limker is beisav as kli tashmishay. We also don't require him to sell his house or his kli tashmishay, the different items, utensils that he uses with in his house. These things are not in the count. He has to have Masayim Zuz besides for that to be able to provide for himself food and clothing for the year. Mishnah Tes. Mishi yesh lei chamishim zuz. Someone who has only 50 zuz. So he doesn't have Masayim Zuz, only 50. V'hu naisei v'naisen behem, but he does business with them. He buys and sells, he invests with it. So he's using it to have profit and provide for himself. So such a person, hareza le'idol. He's not allowed to take Manas Aniyim anymore. Chazal understood that if he has 50 Zuz that he's doing business with, that's the equivalent of 200 in savings, and he's going to be able to make do a full year with that amount. The Mishnah continues, Kol Misha Einet Tzarech Litol, any person that does not need to take from these Matnas Aniyim, he doesn't need it, he has enough to provide for himself. V'neitol, and nonetheless he takes from it anyways, Einai Nifter Mena Olam Adshit Tzarech Labrias, says the Mishnah, he's not going to leave this world, meaning he's not going to die until he's going to need to rely on other people, he's going to come dependent. If right now he's taking from other people and he didn't need, he won't die before the day that he'll be dependent and need to take from other people. The Mishnah says the reverse. Kol mi shetzarech litol ve'enei neitol. Somebody who does need to take. He does not have the amount to provide for himself. And still he does not take from the tzedakah, from Manas Aniyim. And rather he makes do with the little that he has, or he works extra hard to provide. He's not going to die of old age until he's providing for other people, meaning he's going to become wealthy and for not relying on other people and relying solely on Hashem and making do with what he has, assuming that he actually is able to make ends meet. So then he's going to be blessed and he's going to become wealthy and support other people. And regarding him, the Pasuk says, Baruch HaGever Asher Yiftach BaHashem. Blessed is the one that puts his trust in Hashem. V'haya Hashem Miftachay. And Hashem will be his source of trust. Hashem is going to provide for him and take care of him. And since he didn't rely on other people for the tzedakah, and only on Hashem, Hashem will provide for him and make him wealthy. The Mishnah says similarly, v'chein dayan shadun in din emes lamitay, a judge who judges truthfully lamitay, for the truth, for the sake of the truth, and not for money. He doesn't accept money for his judgments, and he's doing it solely for the truth. So that also, he's relying on Hashem, and he's not taking money from other people. For him also, the pasuk says, Baruch HaGavar, Shigivta Hashem, V'Hashem Eftachai, Hashem will provide for him. Mishnah continues, V'chol mi she'ene lei chiger v'lei suma v'lei piseach. Any person who is not a chiger, he's not lame, v'lei suma, and he's not blind, v'lei piseach, and he's not crippled, v'aisa atzme ka'achamehem. And he pretends, he acts as if he's one of these people, in order that people will see him, have rachmanas on him, will have mercy on him, and they'll give him tzedakah. He won't die of old age until he becomes one of these people. If he fakes a cripple, he will one day be punished by Hashem and become a cripple because of this. Shenemar, as the pasuk says, tzedek, tzedek, terdeif. Tzedek literally means righteousness, but here the Mishnah is darshaning that the first tzedek is referring to tzedakah. And it's saying tzedakah, tzedek, righteous tzedakah, terdeif, he should run after. This person is not running after righteous tzedakah, he's rather cheating to get more tzedakah, and he's not following what the Torah says. The Mishnah says, now similarly by a dayan, a judge, v'chol dayan shalakeach sheched umates adin, any judge that accepts bribery, and he changes, he corrupts the judgment because of the bribes that he accepted, einei meismen azikna atche einav kais, he's not going to die until first he becomes blind. His eyes are going to dim. Shenemar, as the pasuk says, v'sheched leisikach, and you should not accept bribery, ki ha-sheched yaver pichim, because sheched will blind those who see, and he will be punished for accepting these briberies. Hadran alach, mesachtes peah, mazel tov.